Ed, did they put the AC on there this time? Did they put the AC on there this time for you guys? I'm assuming that's a no and that he's bitter.
We're good. No, it's good. I'm not bitter.
I'm glad they put it on.
I never get bitter.
So are we all on? Are we all ready? Phil, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So the city council will come to order and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Here.
Mr. Corley?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattisa?
Here.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Snappy?
Here.
Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Mr. Corley, if you could lead us in the national anthem. And then Phil, if you could play, the Pledge of Allegiance. And Phil, if you could play the national anthem. Councilman Corley, you have to unmute yourself. It's muted now. You have to unmute yourself. Go ahead, I can hear you now.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, justice for all.
Phil, if you could play the national anthem for us. Mr. Qualley, if you could mute yourself. Everyone, the first item on the agenda is executive communications. There are none. General communications. I was just going to say, obviously, we're still in Zoom as a result of the COVID-19 crisis, and the public's been notified as to how to participate in the meeting by call or by Zoom. Is there any other comments from members of the council on any issues? If not, under general communications, we'll go to acceptance of minutes from council meeting held. There is none. And then we'll go to the public comment after the general communications and prior to the consent calendar. At each city council public meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period during which citizens may comment about Walk City government and issues subject to the following stipulations. The total time period for public comment is 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many members of the public to participate as possible. The topics of comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of 15 minutes. And waiver of this provision requires unanimous consent. Phil, are there any members of the public that wish to speak?
There are not at this time.
Okay, we'll move on to the next item, which is announcement of appointments. There are none. Appointments requiring confirmation, there are none. Consent calendar, PCR 5420, resolution relative to bids committee report. Councilman Lattisaw.
Favorable action.
Fraction, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 5420.
It's a second. Second. Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Go ahead, Councilman Lattisaw.
Number one, 2017-061, State of Rhode Island General Office Supplies, favorable action. 2019-052, Rescue Service Billing Administration, favorable action. 2020-053A, Security System Monitoring, favorable action. 2020-053B, Security System Monitoring, favorable action. 2020-053C, Security Monitoring, favorable action. 2020-053, Security System Monitoring, favorable action. 2020-053E, Security System Monitoring, favorable action. 2021-037, Medical Supplies and Equipment, favorable action. 2020-284, Purchase Police Vehicle Interceptors, Interceptor Vehicles, favorable action. 2020-310, Pavement Management System, favorable action. 2021-030 has become PCR 6120. 2021-031, Pest Control, has become PCR 6420. 2021-031B has become PCR 6520. 2021-036C, Pest Control, has become PCR 6620. 2021-032, Rebuilding or Rebuilt Exchange Transmissions, has become, I'm sorry, is favorable action. 2021-043, Structural Firefighting Boots, favorable action. 2021-044, Firefighter Occupational Medical Evaluations, is favorable action. Excuse, somebody has an open mic. That
would be me, I apologize.
Excellent, thank you. 2021-044, Firefighter Occupational Medical Exams, favorable action. 2021-050, become PCR 6220. 2021-052, Automotive Wet Batteries, favorable action. 2021-055, Professional Printing and Mailing, favorable action. 2021-083, Rhode Island Crack Sealing, favorable action. 2020-213D, Original Equipment Manufacturers, favorable action. 2021-084, Police Undercover, favorable action. 2021-086, Precast Items for Manhole Catch Basins, favorable action. That completes it. You're muted, Mr. President.
Any questions from council members? I know we had a long finance committee meeting. If not,
just yes. Like to reiterate on my request to skip to the sewer bond and then the unanimous consent immediately after this item.
Okay. So the other unanimous consent item, there are two of them. It's committee report, finance, PCR 5520, resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommended favorable action with a PCR assignment.
Okay, and if you could move that, Councilman.
PCR 5520 recommended, committee recommended favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
A committee recommended favorable action on the abatements after significant discussion and detailed explanation on those abatements by the director.
Thank you. Are there any questions from council members? I know we discussed this in the finance committee meeting at great length. If not, there's one other item on the consent calendar, and that's PCR 5620, resolution relative to claims. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
Fraction, Councilman Sinapi.
Committee recommends favorable action, so we're pulling three to make into PCOs, PCRs, second. I should say.
I have a second. Councilman Howe seconds. Go ahead, Councilman.
You want the ones we're pulling first or no?
You can go in order if you want.
All right. Committee recommends favorable action on claim of Mario Didino for the amount of $207.98. Committee recommends favorable action in the amount of $300 for Mr. Tom Tynell. Committee is making Mr. Ferreira's claim into 67-20 PCR. Committee is making Mr. Houle's claim into PCR 68-20. Committee is making Mr. Lavoie's claim into PCR 69-20. Committee recommends favorable action for Eileen Lyon in the amount of 183.84. That should be it.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on public safety docket and recommendations? I know there's quite a few on there earlier. I mean, discussion on it earlier. If not, the consent calendar has been moved and seconded. And the clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve the consent calendar.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
The consent calendar stands approved. I also know that there were items that were removed, but in the interest of time, Councilman Sinapi, you wanted to move one item?
Yes.
Without objection, what item would you like to move to the front?
PCO-11-20, the sewer ordinance.
Is there any objection to Councilman Sinapi moving that to the... If not, we'll go to the committee report for finance on PCO-11-20. Do we have to do a voice vote on that to move it? Well, all those in favor of moving PCO-11-20 to the front of the calendar, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. So PCO-11-20 is now on the agenda. And committee report, finance.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCO-11-20.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion that we did not have in committee, knowing that this is going to take two passages? If not, a yes is to approve for first passage, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
No.
Mr. Corley?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 no.
The PCO 1120 stands past first passage. Okay, I believe we're on the, we have different numbers here, Council Solicitor, bid number 2021-0030, is that what we're on? Which is now PCR 6120?
Yes.
Okay. What's that? Councilman Sinapi, did you have another request for you in for to move an item up to the front of the calendar?
Yes, PCO, where is it? I should say PCR 60-20, resolution in regards to stop signs.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Okay. All those in favor of moving PCR 6020 to the front of the calendar, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay, guys have it. We're now on PCR 6020, a resolution in regards to erecting two stop signs westbound at the intersection of Plantation Street and Vancouver Avenue, and eastbound at the intersection of Northbridge Ave and Vancouver Ave. Committee report, actually that's under unanimous consent, isn't it? There was no objection to the unanimous consent. and there is no there's no committee report on that. So Councilman Sinapi, do you want to move that favorable action?
Favorable action.
Is it seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Ricks, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe? Any discussion, Councilman Sinapi?
Just to point out, this is supported by a traffic study and based on constituent concerns as well. It's basically one giant intersection spread out, so it's dangerous, hence why I wanted to make sure it gets done as soon as possible.
Okay, is there any discussion on this? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Oh, was upset. There was no questions? What's that? Yeah. Any questions from the public? I'm sorry, I didn't see anybody from the public on, so I didn't ask. So we have on the Zoom here, we can tell who's on and who isn't. But I don't see any members of the public. Is that correct, Phil?
That is correct.
Okay. So with that said, and there's no questions from the public, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. McElroy? Can't hear him. Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCR 6020 stands passed. I believe we are now at the 11:30 hour. And at this point in time, is it rule 7?
It is rule 21A. No new resolutions or ordinance will be introduced for discussion after 11:30. Pursuant to subsection D, waiver of that rule requires unanimous consent.
Is there anybody objecting to going beyond 11:30?
No objection.
No objection.
Okay, so we'll continue. Requires unanimous consent, correct? Okay, all those correct. In favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Past 11:30. We'll go back to the items that were removed from the consent calendar. Bid number 2021-030, now PCR 6120. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommended favorable action with an amendment.
For action, Councilman Lattisa.
At the request of the sponsor, we approved favorable action on PCR 6120 with the amount reduced to $9,901,302.
So first, you're moving it, favorable action. That's seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister, and you're moving an amendment. The amendment is $9,901,302. Is that your correct. Amendment, Councilman?
That is correct.
Is that seconded by Councilman Howell and Councilman McAllister? Okay. Any discussion on the amendment? This is regarding paving, and it was reduced from $10 million to $901,302. That's the amendment. We discussed this in committee. If there's no further discussion on the council floor, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve the amendment.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Councilman McElroy, you got to move closer to your speaker because we can't hear you.
Can't hear him.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. McElroy? Yes. Mr. McElroy? I'm not too sure how to record that vote.
I can't hear him, Mr. President.
It doesn't look like he's responding.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Okay, you can hear you now.
Thank you.
You just got to move closer to the speaker. We couldn't hear you. Thank you.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Well, you're frozen up. There you are. You were frozen.
There you are.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Yes.
Okay. So the PCR 61.
Yes.
Mr. President, Councilman McElroy's screen is still frozen.
Phil, you might want to mute him.
Can you assess on that? Can you assist in that, Phil?
I was on top of it.
Phil hopefully corrects that Zoom issue there because the screen is freezing. Why don't we have Councilman Lattisaw move it as amended?
I move PCR 63, I'm sorry, move
6120?
PCR 6120 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any further discussion? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend. As amended.
PCR 6120 as amended stands passed. We'll go on to bid number 2021-050, now PCR 6220, committee report, finance. That's hold till August 17th.
Hold till August 17th.
Held till August 17th. Next item on the abatement is abatement number 10732, now PCR 6320, committee report, finance.
Favorable action. Recommended favorable action.
Okay, for action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Recommend favorable action on PCR 63-20.
Councilman Lattisaw moves favorable action, seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion that we didn't have in committee? Councilman Sinapi, I believe you're recusing yourself on this vote.
That sounds accurate, though I defer to the solicitor.
Okay. All right, so a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll, and someone has their mic on. We're getting, if you could shut off your mic until you vote, that'd be helpful because we're getting an echo in the chamber. So a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Abstain.
And Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention.
So PCR 6320 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2021-031A, now PCR 6420, committee report, finance.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 64-20.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Favorable action on PCR 64-20. We have 1 abstention.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any further discussion on this item that we didn't have in the Finance Committee? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Just to verify, is this an abstain from me again, I assume? Yeah, it is. Abstain then.
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention.
PCR 6520 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2021-031C, now PCR 6620, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 66-20 with 1 abstention.
Seconded by Councilman Howe and Councilman McAllister. Any further discussion?
Mr. President.
Yes.
Mr. President, the last vote was on 6420 that was passed. Mm-hmm. So we would be on
65.
We would be on 65 this time.
Thank you. So just so we're clear, we've moved and seconded PCR 6520 in case I misspoke. Thank you. Is there any questions on PCR 6520? And obviously, I don't see any members of the public still on here.
This is the other Gregs and Browns one, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it, Phil, still no members of the public, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So so we're on PCR 6520. There's no questions from council members. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Abstain. Oh, caught myself.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention.
PCR 6520 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2021-031C, now PCR 6620. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 66-20 with one abstention.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Is there any discussion on this we haven't had in committee? If not, a yes is to approve PCR 6620. And the clerk
is this
will call
the abatement?
Yes.
Or is this a different? All right. Thank you.
You're recusing yourself. Yes. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Abstain.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention.
PCR 6620 stands passed. Next item on the agenda are claims. There's a few of them. The first one is Michael Ferreira. It's PCR 6720. I believe public properties held that, not public properties, public safety held that till August 17th. Is that correct, Mr. Snappy?
That sounds accurate, but I defer to the solicitor. Yes. He's okay. Shaking his head yes, so.
All right, that's hold yes. Till August 17th. Next one is the claim of Mark Bull, PCR 6820. I believe that is also hold till August 17th. Is
that yes.
Correct? That's correct. Hold till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is the claim of Sean Lanoy, PCR 6920. I believe that's also hold till August 17th. Councilman yes. Sinappi? Yes. Hold till August 17th. We'll move on to number two on the docket. That's finance, PCR 2920, resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $10 million general obligation bonds, notes, and other evidence of indebtedness to finance and to finance the construction, renovation, improvement, alteration, repair, furnishing, and equipping of athletic and or recreational fields and facilities for the city's high school, subject to approval of state housing aid at a reimbursement rate or state share ratios of not less than 35% at the time of the issuance, and provided that the authorization shall be reduced by the amount of certain grants received from state bond proceeds from the Rhode Island Department of Education or from the Rhode Island School Building Authority. Committee report, finance.
At the request of the sponsor, hold till August 17th.
Held till August 17th. Let's see. Mr. Sinappi, we're going to put in an ordinance so we can limit the amount of a title to a resolution. We're next on PCR 42A20, a resolution to the General Assembly in regards to reimbursement for hotel and meal tax revenue. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw, if you could move it for me.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 42A-20.
Seconded by Councilman, well, the entire council, I believe, co-sponsored that. So seconded by the entire council, if the clerk could note that everybody co-sponsored that. Is there any further discussion that we didn't have in committee? Any council members? I don't believe there's still any members of the public. So the clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve on PCR 42A-20.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCR 42A-20 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 4920, now 2020-293, janitorial and cleaning supplies. Committee report finance. I believe that's hold till August 17th. Is that correct?
Hold till August 17th.
Hold till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1520, an ordinance in regards to the installation of a no parking sign on Parkside Drive, erected 30 feet south of the intersection of Pleasant View Road. It's not drafted. Committee report public safety. I believe that's hold till August 17th. Councilman Sinapi?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, yes. That's held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1620, an ordinance relative to permitting and regulating charitable donation bins. That's not drafted. Committee report ordinance. I believe that's hold till August 17th. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Hold till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 5720, a resolution in regards to erecting stop signs at Winthrop Road at the intersection of Parkside Drive and Landon Road at the intersection of Parkside. That's committee report public safety. That's not drafted. I believe Councilman Sinapi, that's hold till August 17th. Is that right?
Sounds accurate.
Yes.
Held till August 17th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 5820, a resolution extending the sunset clause of the Tax Relief Commission, PCR 105-19, to June 30th, 2020. I believe that's with an amendment. Committee report intergovernmental. Is that favorable with an amendment? Councilman?
Yes.
Corley? Yes. Favorable with amendment. For action, Councilman Ricks. If you want to move it.
Move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Qualley. Councilman Ricks, did you have an amendment? I think you
move the amendment.
Okay, and that's lines 12 through 14, the date, the title anyway, and the date on line 26 to correct. June 30th, 2021. Councilman Ricks moves that as the amendment. Do I have a second? Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll on the amendment.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
The amendment stands passed. Councilman, if you could move it as amended.
Move as amended, favorable action.
Councilman Ricks moves as amended, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 5820 as amended? I also see there's no members of the public still. Is that correct, Phil? Okay. So, yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCR 5820 stands passed as amended. Last item on the agenda is PCR 5920, a resolution extending the sunset clause of the Chapter 4 Animals and Fowls Commission, which was PCR 3619 to December 31, 2020. That's with an amendment. And I ask for a committee report from Intergovernmental Councilman Corley. That favorable with an amendment? You're on mute, Councilman Corley. Councilman Corley, you're on mute.
Favorable action with the amendment.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move the amendment to correct the date to December 31st, 2020.
Okay, we're gonna move it first, and then you can move the amendment. So seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. Is there any, okay, go ahead, Councilman Ricks, if you can move the amendment. I think you said amend line 30 to read December 31st, 2020, correct?
Correct. Right?
That's the amendment seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe, Councilman Qualley. Any discussion on the amendment? If not, that's the amendment to PCR 5920. Yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
The amendment stands approved. If you could move it as amended, Councilman.
Move as amended for passage.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe, Councilman Qualley. Any discussion on PCR 5920 as amended? I don't see any members of the public. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
PCR 5920 stands passed as amended. We already did PCR 6020 for unanimous consent. Are there any items for unanimous consent from Ward 1?
No.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8? Councilman Sinapi, no? Okay. Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business as this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis moves to the docket session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Seconding. Yep. Okay. So move to the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
One item, Mr. President, an ordinance in regards to local vendor procurement.
We'll go into ordinance, local vendor procurement. All right, we'll go into finance on that. Anything else, Councilman Howe?
All set, Mr. President. Thank you.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Item.
You have anything?
Yeah, one.
One, okay, what's that?
Just pulling up the name. Resolution in regards to the opposition to the Rhode Island General Assembly bills S2547.